Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/SBO. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, this is BJ. My friend Lee McCormick and I, he's been a guest on Rock End or Roll many times. Lee had a podcast called Tramps Like Us, which ended recently. For a few years, Lee and I have been working on a podcast where we do an episode per minute about the film Strange Brew. So there are a lot of these movies by the minute podcasts. It all started with the Star Wars minute years ago, but there's hundreds of them now, I think. And this was actually Lee's idea years ago to do this podcast, and we started working on it during the pandemic. And I wanted to get the word out. So the podcast is called Strange Brood, The Fleshy-Headed Minute. I'll put a bunch of links, but you know, if you just search on any podcast platform, you'll find it. Just search Strange Brood, The Fleshy-Headed Minute. Fleshy-headed. If you're familiar with the movie, there's a character in the film, the fleshy-headed mutant. And we turn that into the fleshy-headed minute. So the podcast has been coming out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the past couple weeks. And this week we released an episode about the theme song for the film, Strange Brew, written and performed by Ian Thomas, Dave Thomas's brother, Dave Thomas, a.k.a. Doug McKenzie. And I thought I would drop that episode here in the Rock and or Roll feed just to help get the word out about Strange Brood, the Fleshy-Headed Minute, which is the new podcast that has been launched by myself and Lee McCormick, where we examine the film Strange Brew minute by minute. So one episode per minute. They're like 15 to 20 minute episodes, and we're releasing 3 episodes a week, but we also have some interviews and other episodes that are mixed in there. Anyways, please go find Strange Brood, the Fleshy-Headed Minute on whatever podcast platform or app you use and subscribe to the podcast and give it a listen. But here's a taste. This is Lee and I discussing Ian Thomas and the song Strange Brew.
Good day. I'm
Roll
Doug
camera.
McKenzie. Take off roll
I
camera.
I want to do that.
There's no camera in here.
I mean, roll tape.
I gotta give them my theory on movies, eh?
Where's Beers?
I'll find him.
Level 5?
Fleshy-headed mutant.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so good day. Welcome to Strange Brew, the Fleshy-Headed Minute. I'm Lee McCormick. This is my co-host, PJ Cramp.
How's it going, eh?
And today's topic is Episode 11, Strange Brew and Ian Thomas, eh?
Yeah, his name is Ian Thomas.
Right.
Beauty.
Okay, yeah, so where we left off in the previous minute was Ian Thomas's credit in Strange Brew. Strange Brew written and composed by Ian Thomas, right, the song. So obviously Ian Thomas, Dave Thomas's younger brother, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so Ian Thomas and Dave were both from Hamilton, Ontario. Ian was born 1950. You know, Ian became like kind of a singer-songwriter guy. Late 60s and 70s is when he had a lot of his success here in Canada, right? He started with a folk group. They were called Tranquility Base, and they were like 1970, 1971. And they were kind of that sort of, you know, there was a folk scene in Toronto, right? With like Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Gordon Lightfoot, Murray McLaughlin, sort of those guys. So he was kind of part of that, right? Ian Thomas. And he had his, I guess, his first big hit. He left Tranquility Base for a solo career, and his first big hit was Painted Ladies, 1973. Now, you must know that song, PJ. Now,
yeah.
Ian doesn't have a lot of hits outside of Canada, I don't think, but Painted Ladies is like his one kind of U.S. hit, right?
Yeah, I've had a couple of Ian Thomas records over the years, but I can't say I ever really listened to him very much.
Yeah,
I just bought them because it was Ian Thomas, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And they were a buck or whatever.
Right. I have his The Best of Ian Thomas record came out in, I think, the early 80s, 1980 maybe. And I have a Greatest Hits CD that he put out like in early 90s, which is pretty good too. But you know what's inconspicuous by its absence on that Greatest Hits CD is the song Strange Brew, though. Right, like I was never really worried because I had the album. Although you can't get the song Strange Brew on CD. Never released on CD anywhere, I don't think. Right, unless it's on a compilation or something. But Strange Brew, the soundtrack, has never been released on CD. And I don't think the song has appeared on any Ian Thomas records or compilations or anything like that, right? So that's a glaring mistake because that's my favorite song by this guy, right?
Yeah, I also have the 45, too.
Yeah, I got the 45 later. I mean, I had the record when it first came out. I love that song, but I never bought the 45 because back then, now I'm crazy and I just buy everything, even if I have it, right? Because I want it all. I want the 7-inch and the 12-inch, right? But back then, if it wasn't a different B-side, I rarely bought a single if I had the record, right? So the single I got in later years, maybe in the last 10 years, but it's a cool sleeve. It's got Bob and Doug. When they were arrested, and they have all like the fingerprint thumb marks all over.
Ooh, I don't have a picture sleeve.
Ooh, you don't have the picture sleeve?
No.
Yeah, because the front is the picture of them, two of them standing in their shirts when they just have got fingerprinted, and their faces are all inked up, right?
Yeah.
And then the back of the cover is shows them like from the back, a shot of their like the back of their heads and stuff. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of yeah. So Ian Thomas, he won a Juno in 1974, which is like the Canadian Grammys Most Promising Male Vocalist of the Year. He had a song called Liars in 1976, which was kind of cool. That was kind of more of a rockin' song. He had a song called Right Before Your Eyes in 1977, which was like a FM radio staple. It was like a ballad. I love that song because he rhymes there's a, in the chorus, just like Rudolph Valentino driving in my limousino. Like he rhymes Valentino with limousino in that song. So that's cool.
That I'm Rudolph Valentino. Pull up in my limousine. Oh, won't you come in out of the rain? And things will never be the same. And then just like Greta Garbo, you'll stare like there's no tomorrow. And you'll know what I'm thinking of. Right before you.
So was he pretty famous then in the 70s in Canada?
Well, it's hard to say. Back then, I was a kid, right? So I didn't really... Like, I knew these songs in later years. I would hear these songs, and when I realized who Ian Thomas was, and I dug into his catalog, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that song. I know that song. He has about 10 songs that I knew, and that got played on the radio, especially in the
Canadian States. Content.
Yeah, Canadian content, right? Yeah, so all the radio stations, you know, they had to play Canadian artists. So he had these songs, and... Like, you like that AOR type music, right, BJ? So he's kind of in that vibe. Like, I don't want to say yacht rock, but he's in there, like, with, like, America and Ambrosia and, who's some other guys? Dave Mason, Christopher Cross, like good harmony vocals, right? Like, acoustic guitars, kind of folks.
Yeah, that, there's different uses for the term AOR, but I don't like that kind of stuff very much. I definitely am not a yacht rock fan.
No. But. I do have to say I like a lot of that music, and it's this era, right? Late 70s, early 80s. This is the music I would hear, you know, grocery shopping with my mom, or in the doctor's office they would play these kind of things. Like my parents, when they were like in their 30s, they listened to like CHFI, like these kind of middle of the road Chum FM kind of radio stations, right? And these songs would be all on this, right? And then I guess my first time I actually saw Ian Thomas was he guested on SCTV in 1981, which was a great. So this is one of my favorite SCTV episodes. It's a full Bob and Doug episode, right? Not other. It doesn't go into other characters. It's just focused on Bob and Doug. This episode starts with, you know, Bob and Doug are doing taping a Great White North episode, and it's kind of the tail end of that. You know, they're leaving the show, and the crew starts making fun of them. Right, and they're like, they're like, nice topic, guys. Like, oh. And then Bob and Doug immediately like they feel bad. They're like, oh man, we got to get some better topics. Like these guys are making fun of us. Right, they have a little bit of a complex. Like they want to be the cool kid in the crowd, but they're always kind of the the picked on nerds a little bit, you know. So they're like, we got to get some better topics. And they run into this guy Brian Johns, who has this other show. He has another talk show on SCTV, and he's always got great topics. Right, so then they bump into Johnny LaRue later, and Johnny LaRue kind of gives them an idea to kind of how they can get a topic, right? So this topic is going to be on the music business, right? They're going to kind of steal one of Brian Johns' topics and kind of try and get a good topic for their next Great White North show, right?
Brian Johns is Eugene Levy, right?
Yeah, Brian Johns, yeah. Has played by Eugene Levy, the great Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
And Yorkdale and Lawrence Plaza. So, yeah, so we went to 10 different plazas, and there was like movies in all of them, and some had like double movies.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's our show for today.
P.S. Like, don't forget how to break into cars, your own car, like we showed you with coat hangers.
Okay, so that's our show for today. We're out of time, so good day.
Good day, eh?
You're such a hose. You're not supposed to tell people that we know how to break into cars.
Oh, take off. Cops won't know we do it.
Oh, yeah. How are they going to know then?
Well, what? They won't know.
And stop changing topics, will you?
You pick rotten topics.
Yeah, well, like, you're always changing. Here, give me the bacon. Okay. Put the bacon right on here.
Okay.
Like, really, eh? Cut it out.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez, move.
We better get out of here.
Okay, see you guys, eh?
Yeah.
Nice show, guys.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, let's strike this crap, will you? We got a real show to do. Those guys are laughing because our topic was so bad.
Yeah, well, that's been happening, like, a lot lately.
Yeah, whose fault is it, eh?
Not mine, Jose.
You guys finished your show?
Oh, no, Brian. We're, like, on a 15-minute coffee break.
Hey, Brian, what's your topic today?
I'm interviewing a rich industrialist, William E. Douglas. Should be a pretty good show.
Whoa. I bet you he's even got his topic for tomorrow.
Do you?
Well, tomorrow, Doug, I'm going to be covering the rock music industry and finding out just how to get rich being a rock star, so.
I told you.
We're just about ready for you in here, Brian.
Oh, okay, here I come. Show business.
See ya. Boy, he's far ahead, eh?
Yeah. Well, like, what he does, we could never do. He's an expert in his field.
Well, get out. We can get a good topic, eh?
No way, eh? Like, we're going to get fired if we don't come up with some good topics, eh?
Like, maybe we should just go out and find one.
Yeah, okay.
Here you go, hosehead.
Okay, smokes, all right. Thanks, man. Jeez, my brand, too. You're a real ace.
Okay, like, I got the smokes and the beer, so, like, did you think of a topic yet?
I do have a topic. I think we should do something on the music business.
Take off. That's Brian John's topic.
Oh, come on. The music business is a huge topic. We could do a rock star.
No way. Forget it. Oh, here's Johnny LaRue. Let's get out of here.
No, relax, okay? Just don't let him talk us into lending him money or washing his car.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Mr. LaRue.
Back bacon and beer.
You want some back bacon?
No.
How about a beer?
Love one.
Okay. Here you go.
Thank you. Say, you boys need any pocket money?
We're not washing your car.
No. Take off. We're loaded. We got $385.
Don't tell him that, eh?
$385? That's a lot of money. You ever think of investing that money?
It's already invested in, like, saving for a tape deck.
Tape deck? That's kid stuff. Do you know anything about nightclubs?
Yeah, we know they're too big to wash, eh?
Too big to wash. I'm investing in a nightclub. I'm going down there tonight. They're looking for a few more investors. It's only $200 a share. You can triple your money in 3 weeks.
Aw, no way. You can't triple your money in 3 weeks, eh?
Take off, eh?
It's not going to cost you anything to look, is it? We'll go down in the limousine. With the gerbils.
Okay, we'll go.
We'll go.
Good, good. Yeah, I'll start washing the limousine now. It'll make a good impression on the owner. Yeah, I'll probably be here all day, too. But the gerbils, they do like a nice, clean limousine.
Okay. We'll wash the limo for you.
Good.
What time are you going to pick us up?
Why don't I just meet you there, huh?
Okay.
All right. Say, why don't you wax the car? All the stuff's in the trunk. And clean the chrome, not like last time.
Okay.
Boy, how come whenever you meet up with LaRue, you end up feeling like you got hosed, eh?
Yeah, except we'll, like, go with him to the club, because, like, there'll be good topics there, eh?
Yeah, so Johnny LaRue and Bob and Doug, they go to this music club, and they want to check out this band. And the band that's playing is Ian Thomas, right? And we get Joe Flaherty. He plays, like, the club owner or the manager. He introduces Ian Thomas, right? And they play this song, Hold On.
All right, everybody, listen up. Let's have a nice, warm welcome for the Ian Thomas Band. Slow down the pace, there's no hurry.
then after that song happens, you know, the fight breaks out at the club, right? Bob and Doug have gotten up to get some beers, right? And while they've gotten up, these two kind of biker guys have stolen their seats where they were sitting next to Johnny LaRue and Brian Johns, right? So after this show, after the Ian Thomas Hold On song, a fight breaks out and everything like that, right? Bob and Doug end up kind of getting backstage, and that's when they kind of hook up with Ian Thomas, and they invite him to come on The Great White North. And they're like, yeah, we want you to be the topic, right? And that's when they realize, a big revelation, that Ian Thomas is actually a hoser, just like them, right?
Yeah.
Well, like, he says that this would be like stealing Brian Johns' topic.
Yeah, well, he thinks it's okay to do that because, like, Brian got beat up and arrested, eh?
Well, like, nobody's going to do this, eh? It's a waste of a topic.
Oh, take off. Two wrongs don't make a right,
okay,
eh?
Okay, two wrongs. Take off. I'm doing this, and don't you blow it.
Okay. Now, what do you guys want? Beat it!
No, we're here to interview the Ian Thomas.
What's your name?
I'm Brian Johns, and this is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh? Yeah, I got a Brian Johns here, no Doug.
Yeah, well, he's like okay, eh? Like, he's my roadie. He has all of my pens and questions.
You vouch for him?
What?
Vouch. You know, vouch. You guarantee you won't pull anything.
Yeah, he won't pull anything.
Got a Brian Johns here with his brother Doug. You want me to send him in?
He won't pull anything, eh?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, eh?
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Who are you guys?
We're from the Brian Johns show.
Yeah, yeah. So which one is Brian Johns?
I'm Brian.
And I'm John.
We heard you like talking about making a video disc, eh? And like, we'd like to help you with it.
Yeah, because like, we're experts in our field, eh?
Are you guys Canadian?
How did you know that?
Like, I'm a Canadian too, eh? I can spot a hoser a mile away.
Oh, but like, you don't sound Canadian when you're like singing, eh?
No, that's like, because like, when you're in the music business, eh, like, you gotta use
a voice like this so people can tell that in actual fact you are a hoser.
Oh, do that again, eh?
All right, let's go. Let's get this show
started.
Okay,
man. Okay.
Ask him. Will you like come on our show tomorrow and like be our topic?
Anything for a couple of fellow hosers. Eh?
We got a topic.
Oh, beauty. Oh, let's get loaded.
Okay.
Where's the beer?
I don't know.
All right, so we have Ian Thomas busts into this hoser voice, which is awesome. Because, I mean, it's fucking Dave Thomas's brother, right? And he's doing one of the McKenzie brothers' voices, right? So it's cool.
And it's not just the voice, but facial, the facial expressions too. You gotta look stupid.
Yeah, as soon as he goes into this voice, yeah, it's like his eyes bug out and his lips turn.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I need to talk like this when I'm dealing with people, so people don't realize I'm a hoser, eh? But and Bob and Doug are blown away that he's able to like go into these two different voices, right?
Yeah.
So we finally get the episode of The Great White North, where the topic is rock stars.
If you blow this one, your life's on the line, okay? Okay, go.
Go, look, go.
Again.
Go, look.
Oh, get out. Stop. Good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
And how's it going, eh?
Like, the reason he went into the drums and everything is because our topic, we got a topic today, is rock stars, okay? And here's one.
Yeah, his name is Ian Thomas.
Right, and like, you can tell he's a rock star, right? Okay, so this is our best topic ever, eh? Okay, so we got like a lot of questions for him.
Yeah.
Okay, so do those voices. This is neat. Yeah.
What these guys are talking about is, because I'm from Canada.
He's from Canada.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
Because, I was saying, okay, yeah. Before you interrupted,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm from Canada,
yeah.
I like normally talk like this, eh? But because I have to deal like with lawyers and agents,
I talk in this voice. It's a much better way to deal with him, don't you think?
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't that great?
Okay, so what else? We okay. There's
oh,
more.
I have
to
a question, eh?
Okay.
Okay. Ian, how long have you been together?
I've never been together.
Great answer, eh?
This is a great topic.
Yeah.
Okay, so last night when we were researching the topic, right, we went to, like, the club where Ian is playing, right? And we went into his dressing room, and there were, like, lots of beers there and people. So anyway, so what happened was we got loaded, and Brian Johns got beat up and taken out of the club.
Okay,
so
don't
tell the whole story. Yeah, but we got his camera, and we made a video disc.
You're not going to roll that thing,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, we're going to roll the video disc.
No.
Okay, we made a video disc of Ian,
no.
So roll it.
What do you think you guys are doing?
Well, we just thought we'd, like, make the video disc now.
Yeah, we drank all the beers in your dressing room, eh? And we got loaded and thought we'd do it now.
You're not, like, kicked off, eh?
Look, I love you guys, but could you just sit down and we'll talk about it later, okay?
Okay, but, like, you're not ticked.
We'll talk later.
Okay.
All right, eh?
Let's go!
Put that down there.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up!
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now!
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Some footage of Bob and Doug, they're loaded at the show, the previous night at the show, and they're filming. They got this camera, right? And they're filming Ian's show. And then there's a clip of Ian Thomas Band doing the song Pilot, right? Now, this is interesting because there's this little, like, a YouTube show called Behind the Vinyl. I don't know if you've heard of that, BJ. I should have turned you on to this a while ago. You would dig it. It's a Canadian program that's put together by a radio station here, 97.3. I think it's Boom FM. And they have this program called Behind the Vinyl where they take these artists and they actually get the artist to drop the needle on their record, their vinyl record. Right? So they're sitting there in a chair and they're next to a turntable and they drop the needle on a record. And as the record's playing, the full duration of the song, whether it's 3 minutes or 5 minutes, the artist kind of just talks about the song and whatever kind of interesting facts behind the song come up, they kind of speak about that as the song is playing, right? So there's one of Ian Thomas talking about this song, Pilot, and it's interesting because he mentions, you know, Rick Moranis was a DJ back in the 70s, and he loved this song, Pilot, by Ian Thomas. So when Ian Thomas guested on SCTV, Rick requested that he play this song, Pilot.
Right? Oh, cool.
Yeah, and the other thing that he mentions, too, is the song Pilot has this little flute recorder part that happens throughout the song, right? Ian mentions in this little clip how he kind of took that from that same nature show that, you know, Dave Thomas took the right? So Dave has that where he influenced his Hoser character's theme song, right? And Ian took that little clip and turned it into this kind of lick for this tune, which is really neat, right?
There it is. All alone. Hugh Syme on the Fender Rhodes. Pilot. Of course, this song takes me back to 1978, I think. And I just watched a program called Alternative 3. It was a BBC documentary on how basically the Earth was screwed. Big business had already traveled to, set up on the dark side of the moon. And they had it was a whole thesis they had going. As one of the Apollo flights went around to the dark side of the moon, one of the astronauts was heard saying, "What is that down there? Why didn't you tell us about it?" And it went to white noise. And, so this was all part of their hypothesis. And there were a lot of scientists who were missing from the scientific pool in that window. So out of that emerged a collection of songs, because I just thought it was a fascinating premise. And I didn't think that it was particularly far-fetched that big business would really end up screwing humanity. And here we are with global warming and big business for the most part not really giving a damn. So I found it hilarious that a song about big business screwing the planet and the human species, their own species, for God's sakes, ended up being a hit in the discos. People were dancing to it. That always made me laugh. Doing the album was great fun. We did it at Phase One Studios in Toronto. It was the first album I engineered by myself, engineered and produced. And I did the bed tracks at Phase One, but then I rented a truck because I got tired of driving to Toronto. So I had this truck called Le Truc. It was from Montreal. Rented, the guy who owned it was Guy Charbonneau. And whenever Guy called me, it was, "Hello, Yayan, it's Guy." He never called me Ian. He couldn't wrap his mouth around it. So I was Yayan. And so I had his truck in my driveway. I mixed this song at 3 o'clock in the morning. I got up in the middle of the night. I couldn't sleep. Made myself a cup of tea. Went out into the truck. Fired up the 24 track. And just started mixing. And by breakfast time, it was finished. And I loved that this was a modern song. And the lead instrument, the recorder, was a Renaissance instrument, which made me laugh. But it had such a, it had such an odd sound. And it had sort of been in my consciousness because my brother Dave, a couple of years later with the Bob and Doug stuff, when we came back from the States, when my dad was doing his PhD down there, when we came back to Canada, it seemed like all we ever saw on TV were National Film Board documentaries. And it'd be some guy in a canoe, and there'd be a lonely recorder, or for Dave, it was this lonely recorder and some guy paddling, talking about the pollution killing the fish and the mercury poisoning killing the people. And no matter if it was about the beaver, an industrious little fellow, whatever the documentary was, he would be this, would be this lonely recorder thing. Maybe that's why the sound of the instrument was in my head when I'd written the song, and I was looking for something that worked around that turnaround of chord changes, which I figured out of my Fender Rhodes, and I loved the shape of it, sort of going from major to minor. And then when I had Bob Deutsch, a friend in Hamilton, who ended up buying Grand Avenue Studios from Danny Lanois, both Danny and Bob came out that day. Danny and Bob Deutsch and Danny Lanois came out to the Le Truc in my driveway while I was recording Bobby doing the recorder part. And it was just, it was the icing on the cake. And I thought Bobby Deutsch just aced it. This song ended up being a favorite across the country with radio. They played the daylights out of it, which was great. And it also ended up, it was one of Rick Moranis's favorite songs. Rick Moranis was a jock at Chum when that song was out, and a disc jockey at Chum. And actually, it was his request that I do Pilot on the Second City show. So I did two songs there. One was Hold On from The Runner, and this song Pilot from the Glider album. That's the story of Pilot.
Yeah.
That's a great episode of SCTV. So then that leads, I guess, into the song Strange Brew, right, which came a few years later. Obviously, Dave just got Ian Thomas to cut the song for the movie. And it's a beauty song, right? It's like my favorite Ian Thomas song. The one thing I'll say about the song is that the lyrics don't really reflect the plot of the movie. So I don't know if he read the script and then just came up with it, or if Dave said, yeah, it's a song called Strange Brew, see what you can come up with, right? But the song Strange Brew is about this guy, he's not feeling well, so he goes to the doctor, and he meets this girl, and she takes him home, and she gives him this beer, and she kind of, like, drugs him, and this beer's got drugs in it. He starts feeling sick over this beer kind of thing, right? People are looking at him and saying they're sorry that he doesn't look so good, and he drank more than he should kind of thing, right? Yeah, Strange Brew, it's a beauty song, man. What do you think of Strange Brew, the song, actually?
Yeah, I love the song, but it's very 80s, very, very, you know, very 80s production.
Yeah, the drums are like, the drums are kind of got a cool sound, yeah. But it's definitely electric drums, like doo, doo, doo.
Yeah. I mean, I have no problem with the production, but, you know, I've loved this song since the first time I heard it in the movie, you know, when I was 10 years old or whatever.
Oh, dude, I remember sitting in that theater and just being so excited about this movie and seeing it for the first time through the eyes of a 9-year-old Bob and Doug McKenzie fan, right? And when that song kicked in, and I was just like, yeah, it's a rock song, and it's called Strange Brew, and I'm like, I couldn't wait to get the soundtrack after I saw that film, right?
Yeah, it has a great groove and a great melody, and I love the gang vocals on the chorus. It's, you know, it's awesome. Yeah, I love this song,
so
personally.
You have some notes on this, and who played on this? Like, Ian Thomas...
yeah, I have it all.
...plays guitar and sings... But I think some of the guys from Max Webster also played on it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I actually have an email that Ian Thomas sent me explaining the whole, how the song came to be.
Oh, sweet.
So I could give that a read, but I don't think I can do a hoser voice. Yeah, so I'll just read the email that Ian sent me. He just tells the story of the song. So cool. He says, I got the call from my brother Dave and Rick Moranis on a Thursday. They were nearly finished editing Strange Brew, the Bob and Doug movie. The composer they hired worked okay for the body of the film, but they didn't feel like they had an interesting enough underscore opening or closing. Further to that, they thought the opening should also be an editable rock song that could be used in its entirety on radio. They were in a hurry. Could I write and record something and have it FedExed by the following Tuesday? So this is Thursday, and they want the song by Tuesday.
4 or 5 days. He's got a weekend to come up with it.
Yeah. I said, sure. They overnighted a VHS tape of the opening and closing of the film for me to work with. So like you were saying, that's all he had was the open. He didn't really know anything else about the movie, I guess, except they were driving around in a van. And I mean, over the closing, it must just be over the. Is that Doesn't it play when they drive the? They're driving the truck away at the end, right?
Yeah, for a little bit, but then it cuts. Yeah. The kind of post credits.
So I don't know. All he had to work with basically was vehicles.
Well, you think Dave could have told him? Yeah, the movie's called Strange Brew, and it's about a guy that's drugs beer, and he's trying to.
Yeah, right. I guess he had the basic idea of the drugged beer or something too. Yeah. 3 days and FedEx on Monday for a Tuesday delivery. Right. So he had Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to write and record and everything the song. I spent the rest of that Thursday looking for a couple of approaches and did rough demos on two separate ideas. They called the next morning and I played them the demos over the phone. Rick really liked one idea and Dave agreed. So the VHS arrived. I had a picture to work to for timing and structure and went back down to my basement studio. What was needed was a little dramatic underscore that blossomed into a full-blown song. Lyrics started. It dawned on me I better book a studio, so I managed to book time at Phase One Studios in Toronto. So is that a...
I've been there. I know where Phase One is. Yeah.
He says, I thought about musicians and phoned the late Dave Cooper, a wonderful rock and roll guitar player who had been in my band for a few years. I got a hold of Gary McCracken, the drummer with Max Webster. I also asked Terry Watkinson to bring a couple of synths.
Yeah,
he played with Max Webster as well, yeah.
Yeah, so those two cats, Gary McCracken and Terry Watkinson, they're like legendary Toronto rockers, man. Working with Max Webster and Kim Mitchell and that band was awesome. So
I asked Terry Watkinson to bring a couple of synths. He had a wonderful head for synthesizer programming. That's what Ian said. So I had all the musical resources I needed. The arrangement for the body of the song was finished by late Friday night, and on the Saturday I worked on the closing theme variation and finished the lyrics. We recorded on the Sunday starting at around 10 in the morning. The recording session was great fun, and the guys played well. Of course they played well. They were pros and veterans and rock and rollers all.
Well, there's no bass player, right? So Terry Watkinson is kind of playing this like synth bass line.
Yeah.
On the keyboards, right? Where he's playing like these like kind of organ licks over top. So it's probably like three or four dominant keyboards kind of carrying the groove and the riffs. And then the electric guitars come in with like punches and licks over top of that, doubling the keyboard and the bass kind of bed that he's put down there, right?
Yeah. And they were definitely going for an 80s movie song vibe.
Yeah.
They definitely had that in mind, you could tell, which I love 80s movie songs. So I put the lead vocal down, then chorus harmonies. I think Gary and Terry also sang a unison tagline at the end of the choruses to thicken it out some. So I guess, yeah, the gang vocals. That's the strength.
So,
oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
All that's great. Yeah. This song is... I love it. It's really great, in my opinion. And yeah. It's funny that it was done so fast and just like...
A few different versions of this. The soundtrack includes the album single version, which kind of doesn't really appear in the film, the song that was released as a single. And it has kind of Bob and Doug doing voiceovers in between the verses, similar to Take Off. We're those guys that talk over records kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And they're doing their shtick. And then there's another version on the record, on the album, that closes the soundtrack album is called Another Strange Brew. This was the flip side to the single. And this is an extended version with film dialogue. So instead of Bob and Doug doing their voiceovers, this has actual audio clips from the movie, other characters and stuff like that. Level 5! All that stuff, right? And then there's another version that's never been released, I don't think, commercially. But I found this on YouTube and I downloaded it. And it's called, it's the extended version it's the film version. It's the version that happens over the title credits. Starts with that little bass drum hi-hat part. And it was cool to have that version, the digital version.
Yeah, it sounds like Ian tried to give them a lot to work with in the editing. So they had, they had something basically to fade in, fade out, you know, stuff like that, I think. Do 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 Yeah, he tell you know, there's a little more to the email, but it's just about him FedEx. He FedExed it to them in Los Angeles, so that's where they were, I guess, editing the movie. And yeah, it was all. I mean, it seems like it was almost an afterthought that they asked him for a song. They were finishing up the film, and they were like, "Well, we need like a song." And I, you know, they even said something that could get on the radio. So, even though I don't think the song ever got much attention or airplay, but it should have because it was awesome.
Well, and it's an obvious choice, right, to ask Ian, Dave's brother.
Yeah, and then Ian says at the end, he's like, that he had never even thought about doing movie scores, but now he's done 22 at this point. Wow. And this was his start, you know, this was his introduction to the world of doing music for movies.
Yeah, he did a song before Strange Brew. And do you know who Terry Fox is, BJ?
I know the name. I can't place it, though.
Yeah, Terry Fox is he's a legendary guy here in Canada. He was diagnosed with cancer there in the late 70s, early 80s, and he lost one of his legs, and he wanted...
He was a music guy, or...?
No, he was just an athlete, and he just got cancer, and he lost one of his legs, and he wanted to run across Canada with...
Oh, there's a movie, right?
Yeah, he had a fake leg.
Yeah, I know that movie.
He died before he could of cancer, before he could make the trip, but he's just such an inspirational guy, Terry Fox. And they made a movie about him, and there's a big statue. I think Thunder Bay is where he finished his journey, and they put a big statue.
Yeah, I remember that movie from when I was a kid. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Terry Fox is a great guy, and there's a song Ian Thomas had called The Runner, which was inspired by Terry Fox. Which is cool.
Right, right. And it's underneath the moonlight, passing some still, your heart beats in the moonlight like a drum.
Song Hold On that we played earlier from that SCTV episode. I forgot to mention the big hit of that song Hold On was actually done by Santana, right? Santana covered that song, and where he heard it for the first time was on this SCTV episode, right?
Really? That's where Santana heard it?
Santana was watching SCTV, he heard this song and he decided to cover it, and it became a big hit, right? But Hold On, it's kind of got that Frank Stallone kind of vibe to that song, right? Another thing I wanted to mention was the bridge. On the album version and the single version, Bob and Doug do this kind of voiceover talkover thing on the bridge section. But on the Another Strange Brew version, which has all the kind of clips from the film, there's an actual bridge with lyrics. Ian's singing like, "If you see that woman, better watch that step you take," which is kind of interesting. So there's a lyrical bridge on the version, Another Strange Brew.
Right. If you see that woman,
yeah, man, so that's about all I got on Ian Thomas. In the 90s, he formed another band called The Boomers. They're kind of like a songwriter, kind of semi-supergroup kind of thing. And that's it. I'm sure he's done a lot of stuff since. I know he did the music for the cartoon, the Bob and Doug cartoon show in 2009, mm-hmm. which I've never watched.
But... Yeah, the way I look at it with a guy like Ian Thomas is if he never had to have a day job and he just made his career and lived his whole life off of music, then...
Oh, yeah.
No matter how rich he is or whatever, that's a massive success.
Absolutely,
right, yeah. There, you know.
Yeah, the guy's been a musician for 50 years now, right?
Like, I was just listening last night to Graham Parker on the Hustle podcast, and Graham basically said that he's like, because John Lamro was asking about being a cult act and never really, you know, breaking through anything. He's like, it's been a lot of years since I even thought about a day job, you know, and that is to me the real success right there.
Ian Thomas has all those royalties coming in from Strange Brew.
Yeah.
Well, he will now after people have been turned on to him, right, from the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Ian Thomas, you know, younger brother of Dave and a great fellow hoser, right?
Something wrong with this beer, eh? take off. Do it, do it.
Oh, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh? We're those guys who talk over songs and wreck them, remember?
Yeah, here's another one.
Beauty, eh?
Okay, don't talk here.
Why not?
Because the guy's gonna sing.
Hey, Al.
Their camera here. We'll find those guys.
They're a hardware store.
No,
if it doesn't have like nails and saws and stuff like that.
No, a hardware store does. But like what a hardware store.
Hey, you guys.
You know,
hey, what's going on?
What?
I'm making a video of you guys with your own camera.
No way.
Get away. Our show's in color.
Yeah.
So that's our show for today.
Good
so
day.
Good day.
Give
hey,
us our
get
camera.
It back. Get it back.
Come on.
Hey. Hey, come here. Give us a camera.
Okay, that clears up a lot of things for me.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football.
FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com. Code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.